This letter is written in support of Miss Sandra Floyd, date of birth 12/19/1953, date of most recent evaluation July 13, 2022. Briefly, Mrs. Floyd is a 68-year-old female whom I first evaluated in 2014, period. At that time, she had described a pain involving the gum area, period. She stated that she had had a biopsy done and was found to have limited blood flow to the region, period. She noted that the pain was constant and never stopped, period. The pain was noted to have been present since a dental surgery, period. She stated that she had root canal work done and she had significant worsening of the pain, period. The patient was evaluated for ischemic heart disease. Ischemic workup was unremarkable, period. She underwent echocardiogram, which revealed normal left ventricular function with ejection fraction of 77%, the absence of wall motion abnormality, and no significant valvular lesion, period. She was noted to have normal diastolic function, period. She underwent electrocardiogram, which was noted to be normal, period, on exercise stress testing. She exercised for 14 minutes and 19 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 149 beats per minute, which is 93% of the maximum predicted heart rate. Test was stopped because of fatigue. Test was negative for angina and negative for ischemia. Baseline ECG demonstrated sinus rhythm of 76 beats per minute, period. It was felt that the patient may have had vasospasms involving the area of the periauricular, O-R-I-C-U-L-A-R, pain and gum tightness, period. She had noted increased pain involving her teeth over the years, period. Patient was subsequently felt to have vasospasm and was started on nitrates, period. She was started on Imdor, period. Patient had subsequent minimal relief, period. However, her symptoms apparently returned and she was then further evaluated for atypical neuralgic pain, period. She underwent neurosurgery retrosigmoid craniotomy for a microvascular decompression of her left cranial nerve root for trigeminal neuralgia hybrid syndrome type 2. 60% atypical neuralgic pain and 40% typical neuralgic pain, period. On surgical evaluated, she was noted to have increased degree of arachnoid thickening, lint scarring present, and the amount of dissection required for exposure of a cerebellopontine angle, period. She was thought to have a compression of the nerve secondary to blood vessel, period, and had responded to therapy, period. Retrospectively, it was noted that her pain was not related to vasospasm, but was related to trigeminal neuralgia, as noted, period. Patient is now felt to be clinically stable, period. She has no significant she has no history of coronary artery disease. She has no anginal symptoms, period. We certainly hope that this letter helps in identifying her insurance risk, period. If you should have further questions, period. Correction, if you should have further questions, comma, please feel free to call my office. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Thank you.